In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Lumen de lumen, light of light, the light which is annihilating the darkness of this world, the darkness which is now, as many, many centuries ago as well, still fighting against the light. Galilee, the country of the heathens, light came to you. We heard today in the gospel, the light which was enlightening people and dispelling the darkness, because the people there was, as the gospel tells us, and as prophet Isaiah tells us, were sitting in the darkness. And so it is today. People who are in the darkness of their hearts and minds, who do not know the light of God, the light of creation, the light of salvation, the light of heaven, they, in their darkness, want to extend that darkness and to extinguish the light. And there is the, therefore, a battle is going on between the children of light and the children of darkness. And sometimes the children of darkness are in such force, earthly and human force, that they put people who are in light, they put visibly into the darkness of prisons, of labor camps, of exile, of torture, of all things of this world, and do not realize that the light is shining within the heart and cannot be extinguished there. And when time comes, then the Lord says, enough, and the light is visible again as was before, but never extinguished from the heart. It is our great joy, honor, and privilege to pray together today with one of those who had to be a witness of the light and who had to sacrifice many years of his life in order not to extinguish life and light of Christ in his heart, and therefore to be a witness which is according to the Greek word martyri. Martyrios means also a martyr. How often people are martyrs, not because they are killed straight away, but because they are dying every day for the sake of others, for the sake of the church, for the sake of the world, for the sake of Christ and his light. This is so-called daily martyrdom and the way of a confessor. That is why it is such a privilege for me personally also to be able to celebrate together the liturgy with the one for whom we were praying when he was in difficulties, far away from here. We were trying to help, and yet it was in the Lord's hands, as always. And now he is with us here. It is especially great joy for me to be in your church today and to celebrate this liturgy, because 5 years ago today, I was consecrated bishop in Washington. And I had to be, of course, in the cathedral where I was consecrated. But I asked the Metropolitan to allow me to come here because I felt that my real way of service to God is to be with Father Georgi Calciu, with you, all of you, whom I tried to help during the few weeks when I was here, when you had no priest. In that sense, you became my flock, and I will never forget you and will always pray for you. Therefore, it is a special joy to be here today. And there is also something which links us together, Father Georgi and me, unworthy though I be. Because I also was in Yugoslavia, as you say, as you probably know, in the prison for the same reason, though not so much as he was, much less. But still, at that time, I am not want to speak about myself, no, I am not worthy of it, but of those people who were with me at that time. And I ask your prayer, especially, for one who was killed in the prison, who was the warden of the church of which I was a priest. And I was the one who, together with others, was taking him out as he was dying. His name was Alexa. Pray for him, for his family, for his friends. That was a long time ago, more than 30 years ago. And he and his family, his wife died already. But there are still some people who are there and who remember. So let us now pray for all those who gave their life for sake of Christ, gave their life for the light, and who did a real martyrdom in themselves. And let us pray also to them, because we believe that those who were martyred, they are able to pray for us. As Tertullian said, in the 3rd century, before the Roman persecution stopped, he said, the blood of martyrs is the seed of Christianity. And there are many, many of those in Romania, in Yugoslavia, in Russia, and elsewhere, in many countries today, where people are giving their blood for Christ and witness and become confessors and daily martyrs, as was Father Georgi. And now I just want to say, Father Georgi, thank you. May God be really full of blessing to you for all what you have done for us, for all of us, for the church, for your church in Romania, but through that to the whole of the Orthodox Church, for all of Christianity, because today we all stand in a major front between light and darkness, and you were the servant of light, and therefore I am so happy to be with you, as I just said to them today. May God bless you and help you. How I would be happy if I could say that in Romanian. But here I am, and so may God bless you and help you.